Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
And we have our adult learner in the building, in the studio. His name is Ross. Morning, Ross.
Morning.
Now, you are on session, I think this is session six now, isn't it? Session six. And you've done, you came back from session, I think you did one, two, three, four, possibly five, and this could be your seventh session, I'll have to check. But you did all the voiceover stuff.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get you, you know, learning certain things within the radio industry, if you like. And the one thing that you didn't learn was the production side of things. So now that's what you've been learning and doing this morning. And what I like about this is the fact that it proves that it's not just sitting in front of a microphone and flapping your gums all day. There's a lot of other stuff and production stuff that you have to do. And you're picking up a few skills. So what's the first thing that you learned this morning?
To airdrop.
So airdrop is a wonderful thing. I'm pretty sure, I mean, this is, it's available on other, you know, devices and softwares and so on, but the airdrop that we've been using is an Apple product. You've got an Apple product. There is an Apple product out there. And you can just send a note that you've written to a bigger screen so you can read it.
Yeah.
It's really, really simple. So you've learned airdropping this morning. What's the other things that you've learned?
Open up Audacity.
Audacity is the software that you use to record your voice. And so come on, talk me through. You open up Audacity and then what do you do?
Then I press record.
You press record, but don't you do like a mic check first?
Yeah, mic check first and then record.
Because if somebody's used the software before you or somebody's used that system before you, they might have a little tiny voice or a big booming voice and the settings are going to be different. So you have to set it up for your voice. Do you know, I do this for so many youngsters during the week, and I always ask the same question, but I didn't ask you it. What do you have for breakfast? I'm doing it for two reasons. One, it's testing the volume of the microphone and your voice, and two, I'm being nosy to see what they've eaten. You'd be surprised to see how many people have not eaten anything. So we've done the voice check. Then what have you learnt?
Then I learned to record and save.
So you've recorded your voice, happy with it, and you record it and save it. And then you put it somewhere where the system can pick it up.
Yeah.
It's really simple. How do you feel this morning? Because I've got to ask you this, because you didn't know how to do this, you know, up to now. And now you've got that freedom of being able to record or do anything, you know, with the production side of things, anytime you want.
Yeah. It's helping my confidence and, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. You got a few more bits and bobs to do. You're going to make your own promo as well at some point in the next couple of weeks.
Can't wait.
So your own promo for your own show, because you're going to be doing Saturday and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, the early breakfast, so waking people up at 7 a.m. You're all right with getting up early?
Yeah, of course I am.
Do you want to introduce the next song?
Next song is Dionne Warwick, Look of Love.
Yeah, after we played the 1975, you're looking in the wrong place. This is Jesus Christ, 2005, God Bless America. Thanks, Ross.
That's all right.
That was your big moment, you messed it up.